November 4th. Thinking again of the dictations on original sin which he had wanted to be attached to the work, I said to Jesus, "Now they will make new objections, and torment me further," and I was afraid. Jesus replied, "The work is more for the teachers than for the throngs. The teachers will give the multitudes the essence of the work. But, in order to give that honey, they need to feed on the flowers of truth which I have given. Everything is true in religion. It is just that for thousands and thousands of years some truths have been given, and stated with figures or symbols. And this is no longer enough now, in this century of rationalism and positivism and, why not say so, incredulity and doubt working their way even into my ministers. It is no longer enough. The fable of the apple, as it is called, is not convincing, and is not accepted. It does not increase faith, but, rather, weakens faith in the truth of original sin, and thus in the truth of my coming to redeem original sin, and thus in my preaching, for I was the teacher among the throngs, and thus in the divine establishment of the church, and thus in the truth of the sacraments, and I could continue at length, to list what is brought down by not accepting the fourth truth of faith, that is, Adam's sin. The first truth is the existence of God. The second, Lucifer's rebellion and thus the free transformation of the archangel into the devil, into Satan, and thus the spirit of evil and darkness opposed to the spirit of good and light. The third, creation. The fourth, Adam's sin, foreseen in its divine consequence by Lucifer, who became Satan so as not to worship me, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Redeemer of man, his adversary and victor over him. The fable of the apple no longer suffices for today's multitudes, and, above all, for today's teachers, who teach it poorly because their thought cannot accept it any longer. Let an open, clear, plausible, credible, serious version, as is fitting for a question related to God, which is a proof provided by God to his creatures, the only sincere, real version of the first sin, be set against the subtle, methodical erosion and corrosion of rationalism and other current tendencies. And the teachers will believe more, and be able to bring the faithful to believe more. What was good at the dawn of humanity, in the dimness of the early ages, is insufficient and even harmful at humanity's dusk, when spirits are adult, and have been rendered so astute by many things. Let us shed light. Shed light. For life is in the light.